Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Metro Research. I would like to ask you a few questions. How are you today?
Good.
I'm happy to hear that. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. Thank you. Alrighty, may I please know what is your age?
What are you researching?
Oh, yes. We are conducting an opinion survey. Again, I'm with Metro Research. This is basically about your community and surroundings, mostly about transportation within your community.
Okay.
It will just take a few minutes of your time. I promise it won't take that much.
We'll skip the personal identifying question.
Okay. May I please know what state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Thank you. May I please know what county do you live in?
I don't know what county I live in. Massachusetts has weird counties.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your gender?
Skip.
Thank you. How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Skip.
All right. What is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
All of these questions are about personal identifying information. Skip all of those, please. I'll answer the actual questions.
I understand and I respect that. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
High gas prices.
Prices?
High gas prices.
Hi, guys. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Alrighty, moving on. What grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Mara Haley on transportation, including highways, road, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subway, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking? Would you give a grade A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
I appreciate it. The MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service through Eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Haley for her handling on this MBTA? A, B, C, D, or F? I'm sorry?
C.
Thank you. Massachusetts has 15 regional transportation authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Haley for the handling of the regional transportation authorities? Again, you can score A, B, C, D, or F.
C.
I appreciate it. The Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the state legislature for the handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts?
D.
All right. Thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, would you say the traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or is it about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in any of these activities, please just say so. So I will read to you a list of activities, and you can just tell me how safe you feel. If you do not do any of these activities, just let me know. How safe do you feel when you drive or ride in a car on local roads? Would you say you feel very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe? How do you feel?
Very safe.
Alrighty. What about take the MBTA subway?
Don't engage. Okay. I don't engage in this activity.
Okay, thank you. What about drive or ride in a car on the highway?
Very safe.
Alrighty. Work around your community.
They walk around my community?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat safe.
Thank you. How safe do you feel whenever you ride a bicycle?
Do not engage.
Thank you. Take the MBTA commuter rail?
Do not engage.
Okay. What about take a public bus, MBTA or RTA?
Do not engage.
I appreciate it. Moving on. You said you do not ride a bike. Are any of the following reasons why you don't ride a bike? I'll read to you some of the options. Please let me know if this is any of the reasons why you do not ride a bike. My trips are too far to bike. Lack of separate bike paths. Lack enforcement of traffic laws. Lack of secure bike parking by their phones. Simply not interested in riding. Do not own a bike. Poorly maintained bike lanes or paths. Don't feel safe riding a bike. Reckless or speeding drivers. Lack of bike lanes on streets. Does any of this apply to you?
Trips are too far, lack of bike lanes.
Okay.
Don't feel safe riding a bike.
Okay.
Usually they ask for three. Do you want three?
Oh, it's as many as you think you will apply. If that's enough, then we can move on to the next question.
I guess that's good enough. I can't remember any of the other options.
Oh, we had do not own a bike, simply not interested in riding. Lack of secure bike parking. We also have poorly maintained of bike lanes or paths, reckless or speeding drivers. You also mentioned lack of bike lanes on streets.
Yes, lack of bike lanes, lack of bike parking, and speeding drivers.
Okay, good. Let's move on. You said you do not take public transit. Are any of the following reasons why you don't take transit? Again, I'll read to you the options. Worry about COVID, other disease on transit. Transit is too slow. Simply prefer to drive. Too expensive to take transit. Not transit service near my home. Transit service is not reliable. Transit schedule does not fit my needs. Transit is too crowded. Too expensive to park at transit station. Worry about the safety of transit trains or stations. Worry about crime on transit. Or not transit service that takes me where I'm going.
Oh, no transit service takes me where I'm going. Schedule does not fit. Prefer to drive.
Okay.
Doesn't go to my area.
No transit service near to your home. Okay.
Yes,
okay. Would you like? All right. Would you like to add any others, or should we move on to the next question?
That's good enough.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are almost done. Before I continue, I would like to thank you so much for helping me out. I know I'm taking your time, but I really appreciate all of this. So we're almost done. Now, I'd like to ask you about different topics. Governor Haley has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee of the portion of the real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use this money to raise from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Thank you. We're almost done. These questions are for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
Two.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with a family member or student housing?
Own.
I appreciate it. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employee full-time, employee part-time, or not currently employed?
Full-time.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discount transit pass, pre-tax transit benefit, or deducting the cost of transit passes from employees' paycheck? No, my work doesn't offer any of the discounts for transit pass. Are you okay?
Does not offer any.
Okay, thank you. Does your work offer any of the parking fee or, I'm sorry, does your work offer any form of parking free or paid for employees? Free parking, parking pay per month, parking pay per day, or none of this?
Is this for transit or parking at my place of employment?
The question said, does your work offer any form of parking?
It's a poorly worded question because it doesn't specify. I'm going to assume that they mean for the keeping
Right. It says for employees, so it would apply. Let me just go back to this one. Yeah, that will be the case.
So I'll say no. Don't offer anything.
Okay. How often do you work from home right now? Every workday, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month, never, I prefer not to work from home, or never, this is not an option for my work.
Never, not an option.
Okay. When you commute to work, how do you do so? Do you take the, I know you already mentioned some of this, but it's just part of the survey. Take the MBTA subway, ride a bike, walk, take the commuter rail, drive, take a public bus, MBTA or RTA, or take a ferry.
Drive.
I appreciate it. Why do you commute the way you do? In your own words.
My own words. I was information.
Could be because it takes you less time than public transportation. Could be because it's more convenient to you. You also mentioned before because not transportation like near to your home. Is that part of the reason why you commute that way to work?
Maximum personal autonomy and freedom of movement.
And freedom of movement. Okay. I appreciate it. In politics today, which would you consider yourself, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. On most issues, do you tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party or Republican Party? Or neither?
Republican.
Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the category that contains your income. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 but less than $100,000, $100,000, but less than $150,000, or that one? Okay, thank you. May I please know what is the zip code where you live in?
01464.
All right. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out. I really hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.